there were two cases that just on first appearance it seems that God approved of people lying, just on first glance. In James 2 and verse 25, likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers and sent them out another way? And 1 Kings 22, verse 19, this was in front of Jehoshaphat, and it said, I saw the Lord sitting on his throne and all the host of heaven standing by him on his right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth-Gilead? And one said on this manner, and another said on that manner, and there came forth a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. And the Lord said to him, wherewith? And he said, I will go forth, and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And he said, thou shalt persuade him and prevail also, go forth and do so. You know, this is where people with the situation ethics say, you know, under certain circumstances, it's okay to tell a lie. And in the case of Rahab, it looks as though, I just don't understand how we answer those.
Of course, you've got a situation in the Old Testament, and I know so many times in the Old Testament this was true. And even the Bible said that God would send them strong delusions that they believe a lie and such. But I don't think it in any way lends support or justifies a person misrepresenting the truth ever. Because if it were the case, then you've got to deal with that in light of the condemnation of a lie. All lies will have that part. I don't believe God would ordain a person specifically to do something, then condemn him for doing it. And it seems like that's what it would add up to try to justify that. There are a lot of hypothetical things that I have no answer for. I don't know. I just put it all to me in one basic realm. Either we speak the truth or we don't speak the truth.
What about Rahab specifically?
Well, of course, God did those things back there in the Old Testament days. That's not nearly the only case. I recognize several of that things of the type when I was studying somewhat on this. Do you have any comment on that?
No, I don't.
No, I don't either. It's just... But in the New Testament, even one of the Ten Commandments, God told the people, thou shalt not bear false witness. It's been that way from the beginning of time.
Mario?
Mine's more of a comment. Many times when you study with people, they appeal to your conscience